Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin and I have a website called feedyoursoulunlimited.com and I get to work with people who are using food in ways other than what is really serving them. And what I say is I help people move from using food to nurture themselves to using food as nourishment for their body, which is really what food is about. When we compulsively binge eat, overeat, we're tending to use food as a way to nurture ourselves. And what I help people do is move away from that. And today is a really interesting topic to talk about food as nourishment, because we're talking about this whole holiday time of year and how much kind of sugary, sweet, heavy fat, heavy foods are going to be present. And I think that can be kind of scary for those of us who have emotional eating and binge eating. And what I called this was candy is everywhere. What can I do about it? And what we're going to talk about is why we're drawn to candy and sweets and what we can do about it and what we can do right now, what you can do at the end of this phone call that can be a little bit different for you to manage what's coming your way. So what happens is that this time of year, what I realized the other day is that it's 3 months, October, November, December. It's not just Christmas. And I was really, I've been thinking about that as I've been getting ready for this call, is that this time of year is especially difficult because of all the foods that's around. And then what can happen is that we'll have even more emotional issues showing up, and that can make it even tougher to really manage food in a way that works for us. So it really can be scary. I kind of liken that to that whole Halloween theme. And it can really lead us to feeling out of control. It starts now. I think, in the beginning of November. I was just out shopping, and there's lots and lots of candy around. There's lots and lots of people getting ready for parties, and it's out there. They are out there. And so it starts now. It moves into Thanksgiving, which is all in November, Christmas, which is all in December, and I think it ends the day after New Year's. So it ends January 2nd. When many people, it might be you included, quote-unquote, go on a diet or start eating healthy, and that can happen January the 2nd. But really, we're still in early October right now, and that is almost 3 months where we could be overeating, where we could be engaging in lots of patterns that will end up hurting us. You know, it's the 3 months of overeating, getting that sugar rush because you're eating more sugar than you're used to, because really it's all over the place. Haven't you noticed? And you begin to feel upset with yourself, or continue to feel upset with yourself, and feel really bad about how you look, and then in the end is the dreaded possible weight gain. Because 3 months is really a long time. If you have any kind of tendency towards overeating, binge eating, emotional eating, compulsive eating, 3 months is a long time to engage in it. And I remember for myself years ago feeling resigned that the holidays would just include overeating, and that was just how it was going to be. Holidays were about overeating, and I really decided not to think about it. And I decided, and this was a while ago, is that, oh, well, I'll deal with it, like I said, January the 2nd. I'll deal with it January the 2nd. But once again, that's a lot of overeating for 3 months. It's not just one day, which is really what happens with people that are not overeaters. They just do it on Christmas Day and they're done, or really for one meal on Christmas Day, or Thanksgiving Day for one meal and they're done. But what we're talking about for us is really thinking about food and being kind of consumed by it over this whole holiday time. I think you get what I'm talking about. So what I want you to do is I want you to consider that this can be different, that this can really be a different holiday for you and a different 3-month period for you where you don't have to feel powerless anymore, and to know for yourself and begin to imagine that this could be the time that you do it differently, that you engage with food differently, that you look at sweets and whatever the food is that calls to you, that you look at it differently. So I just want to have you keep that in mind, that maybe this could be your moment to do it differently. So what I want to talk about first is why are we drawn to candy and sweets and those kind of, all those kind of foods that come out this time of year. And really there is a lot of literature about sugar and its effects on us, how it, you know, kind of makes us want more. And there's a lot of ideas about how it targets our brain and kind of lights our brain up and makes us really euphoric for a while. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a dietitian. So I'm really, my thing is not about getting into kind of what sugar does to you, because I think that's a lot of that's out there in the internet area. And really, I'm not here to demonize sugar. I'm not here to tell you don't do it. I come from a modality that's called intuitive eating, where eat what you want, eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, that's it, which could include sugar if that is what you want. So I'm not saying don't do it, because that can be that whole diet mentality of can't, don't have it. But what happens when we have sugar is there is this kind of this surge of good feelings that come. You know, it kind of, you kind of go, whoa, oh, that felt good. And it's pleasurable. It really is. It tastes good. It feels good. There's a reason why we keep coming back to it. But this good feeling might be for a second or even a few minutes. So there's this certain amount of time where it feels good. And there's that good feeling that draws us back time and time again. And if we have any kind of sense memories of it being good, then we'll just keep going back to it, no matter if we still like it or not. So I just want you to know that there is something that draws us to it. And you might want to start considering if candy, sugar, sweets are your thing. What draws you to it? And kind of what kind of pull does it have on you? And what might that mean for you? So if it feels good and we enjoy it and we feel drawn to it, but we don't feel like we can stop, what is it we can do? And that's why I think you all are here, is like, what can we do if we're drawn to it? That really, how can we derail those candy cravings? And I have 3 areas that we're going to focus on today in the short time that we're together. And I think they're kind of powerful areas to help you look at food differently and look at emotional eating differently. So the first thing we have to notice is, what are we thinking about? Noticing that you want the candy, that you're thinking about it. And that's the starting spot, is we have to notice. You know that whole thing about having lots of candy and things in offices? I remember when I used to work in an office that there was a lot of candy all around, and I would think about it if it was at the back at somebody's desk. I would think about it. If it was in the break room, I would think about it. I would have a hard time not thinking about it until I went to go get it. And I suspect many of you are that way. The people that I work with, they often tell me that they think about it a lot. And so what happens is that as we think about it, there can be kind of this unconscious eating that goes along, especially during this 3 month period, because there is more candy and food out and about than there ever is at any point of time in the year. Right? People are really kind and they bring large quantities of foods and sweets over this period. And I find it interesting. I call it they love you to death because it's really too much around. And what I want you to first do is notice if you're thinking about it, noticing the thought that's coming up, and just notice it. What we can tend to do is once we start noticing these thoughts, we can try and make them go away, try and force them out. And I want you to just recognize that you're thinking about it. Notice that it's there. Notice that you're thinking, oh, I'd like to go have it. Oh, I'd like to go eat that. Oh, that sounds kind of good. Notice it. And recognize that it's just a thought. Now, think about this for a second. It's just a thought. It is not a have to, right? It's not like your thoughts are things that make you do what it wants you to do, even though it feels that way. It can feel like the thoughts are almost making you eat. So recognize that it's just a thought, and thoughts are fleeting. They go, they come and they go, they come and they go. And also notice what you might be telling yourself, what your thoughts are saying to you. One thought that comes about, I remember I've done this, I used to do this plenty of times, and I know people that, once again, that I work with say this to themselves is, oh, it's just one. Oh, I'm just going to have this one. And you go by and you eat it, you know, that whole taking it off the desk thing, or, you know, getting it out of the cupboard. Oh, I'll just have this one. But really, let's start being honest. Is it really one? Or is it many that you're having? And we're going to get into that later as we talk more of that about the behavior, about this kind of emotional eating. But I want you to just notice the thoughts and notice that they're there. It's powerful just to notice them. Because once we notice them, we can do something about them. That's the power in it. Secondly, what I'd like you to notice is notice what you are feeling. Notice what you're feeling as you're wanting or thinking about having that sweet stuff or having those things that you prefer not to have as much of. Notice what you're feeling. Often I find that it is really lonely and bored, and that even happens at work. People feel lonely and bored, and this leads to overeating, especially on candy. I used to find the lonely, bored feeling would come in for me is mid-morning, about 10 o'clock, especially if there was something sweet in the office cafeteria or anything like that, in the staff lounge. I would think about it about 10 o'clock, and I would also start thinking about it at about 3 o'clock. And what I want you to consider is, what feelings are going on for you if you're having these thoughts about wanting sweet stuff? So remember what I said is sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's bored feelings, sometimes it's also anxious feelings that lead you to overeat. But there's a myriad of other feelings. There's happy, sad, upset, angry, confused, misunderstood. Lots of feelings come up, but I find the main three that I've noticed are lonely, bored, and anxious. So wonder if any of those are going on for you when you're thinking about that sweet stuff, when it kind of just pops into your head. And what I think is interesting is that you wouldn't be thinking about this if it was carrots that was on somebody's desk. You know, think about it. Fresh, sweet, organic carrots that are on somebody's desk. You really wouldn't have kind of these compulsive thoughts to go get it, to go have it. You probably might have one or two, and then you would not even think about it again. Right? You wouldn't think about it again. So what we want to do is begin to have a similar kind of feeling about sweet stuff and put it in its proper place as nourishment. And owning that when we're thinking about having sweet stuff throughout the day, it could be because we are wanting to use food to help with our feelings, to help with our emotions. What you're doing then, if you engage in this, when you eat, when it's really about feeling. So let me back up for a second and kind of help you kind of think about how would you even notice if there are feelings going on. One of the things I think of is why am I thinking about food right now? And what might be going on for me that I want to have it? We're going to talk a little bit in a minute about the behavior and actually eating it. But what I wonder is when I'm having thought about wanting to eat something sweet and it won't go away, you know, those thoughts that just kind of keep coming and coming and coming and you can't really get rid of them. Maybe it's something more than just wanting to eat for physical hunger. And maybe there's something emotional going on. So what I like to do is notice the thought that I want to go get something sweet, and ask myself, Kim, what's going on? How are you feeling? Are you feeling bored or lonely or upset? What's going on that you're thinking out of the clear blue? Or just because you walked by something sweet, you're now thinking about wanting to eat it. What's going on? And I like to have a little check-in with myself, a little emotional check-in to know how I'm feeling, because what I know is when I eat because I'm having some emotions, I actually am not helping the emotions, except maybe for the moment when I'm eating it and I kind of get that pleasure center in my brain going. After that, it doesn't feel good. So what I'm doing is when I'm eating then is I'm feeding an emotional hunger. And emotional hungers really cannot be satisfied by food. Emotional hunger, let me say that again, emotional hunger cannot be satisfied by food. Food's really about physical hunger when you get down to it. It's about really about taking care of your body. So consider if it might be an emotional hunger that's going on and ask yourself, what emotion could it be? And what could I do about it? What could I do about that emotion that's showing up? Because what happens is when we eat over it, we feel pleasure for a moment, a second or two afterwards, even a minute or so, and then we feel bad. We feel even worse about ourselves. It actually can make the emotion feel worse because then we add on to it shame and guilt for engaging in this behavior that we really didn't want to do in the first place, or that really didn't satisfy what was, the behavior didn't satisfy, the eating didn't satisfy what was really going on. And then you have in the end, if you continue that for these 3 months, these holiday 3 months, then what happens is you end up probably gaining some weight. Maybe not a lot, but just a little. Or you end up feeling bad about your body because you don't feel good about yourself because of the way you've been eating. So really notice and recognize the feelings that are coming up that might be leading to you eating. And wonder what they might be. And then wonder what you might do about them, what you might do about those emotions. Okay? Thirdly, what I encourage you to do is to notice your behavior. So that means noticing if you're eating it. Remember I said earlier about the thought about, oh, it's just one? Fine, have one. That's fine. Have one. But notice that if you're coming back for two and three and four and five and six and how many times a day you do it, notice the behavior. And notice what's really going on. It's really about telling ourselves the truth. Telling ourselves the truth about what we're really doing. Right? So I would say, don't sweat it. If you really want it, have it. But the starting spot is whether you're hungry and whether you're full. And there's a lot of other steps that go into it, but those are the basics. What we don't want to do is we don't want to get into deprivation. And deprivation is where we say, I can't, I can't, I can't. I can't have this. I can't have this. I can't eat that. It's kind of, I call it like white knuckling it, where you can't have it is what you tell yourself. And this kind of deprivation leads to us binging. So what happens is that deprivation, it goes in a circle. Deprivation, starvation, you know, saying, I can't, leads us to say, maybe not that day, but a day or two, a week, whatever, forget about it. I'm just going to have it. This is too hard, most especially over the holidays, because you will be confronted all the time with food. I was just at Costco yesterday, and oh my goodness, the amount of candy. They have aisles and aisles and aisles, rows and rows of candy. It is out and about. And it's just there. If you're telling yourself, no, I can't, I can't, I can't, then it leads us to want to binge, most especially when candy's all around. So when I say notice the behavior, notice what you're doing. And when I say if you want it, have it, that doesn't mean I'm saying a free-for-all, which is what we tend to do. Is if somebody says, oh, have what you want, we do, and we have that and then some. But if we're looking at our thoughts about what we're thinking about this sweet stuff, this candy, these treats, if we're also looking at our feelings and what are we really eating over, are we eating over some kind of feeling, we then are able to notice the behavior of going towards the candy or these sweet things and able to say, eh, no, I don't think so. Because just one is fine. Two, three, four, five, etc., it ends up not feeling so good. So start noticing what you're doing. Notice the behavior. Notice what tends to happen with people is they tend to go by and just pick up candy as they walk on by. Notice if you're doing that and eating while they're walking. You know what I'm saying? Eat while you're walking to your back to your desk or walking down the hall. You're eating while you're walking, not paying attention one single bit. So start noticing what you're doing to then be able to check yourself and see, what's going on for me? Why am I doing this? What's this about? I really like, for those of you that signed up for this call, I hope you've also signed up for my top tips to end emotional eating, where we do talk about, where I go into the idea of hungry and full and beginning to start noticing when you're eating, when you're hungry, and stopping when you're full. It's a great companion to what I'm just talking about right now. But start looking at the behavior. Okay? So what today is about, what we're talking about, is notice your thoughts. What are the thoughts that are leading you to want to overeat? And notice that thoughts aren't real. They're just a thought. And what might you do about it to slow those thoughts down or to move them in a different direction? We then talked about feelings. And are you thinking about having especially these sweet foods? Because some feelings are coming up. I talked some about lonely, bored, anxious. And if those are feelings that are showing up, do something about that. And if you start focusing on the emotions that might be leading to the overeating, then you're dealing with the source, right? You're dealing with the source of what is coming first, which is the feeling. And lastly, notice your behavior. Are you starting to pick up the food? Are you starting to walk and eat it? Also notice the behavior. Are you the one who's having candy on your desk? Are you the one who's putting it out for everybody to kind of walk by and take? And I want to challenge you, what is that about? I really am on a mission this Christmas to really look at our behavior and why are we putting out bowls of candy? Like, what is that about? And why wouldn't you just put out a bowl of carrots? But that's just me, and I kind of been thinking about that a lot, about how we kind of encourage each other over this time period to really eat more than we really want. So just think about it. Notice your thoughts, your feelings, your behaviors. And I know this is easier said than done. I know that. But I'm looking for this holiday to be different for you. And one where you feel empowered around food and not being at the mercy of sweets or things that are on the desk in front of you. To make these changes, it takes time, it takes effort, and it takes support. But now you know a little bit more about what to do so you can start changing that relationship with food. What I want to offer to you is I have coming up an 8-week virtual class starting on October the 25th. Where it starts at the beginning of the holidays to support you and help you learn new techniques to put food back in its proper place as nourishment. You'll learn, you'll understand more about these principles I've been talking about, and we'll talk about a lot more, and have techniques to use every week, every day, to do something different. So I want to invite you to check it out. I'll send the link in with the email later about with that audio to this call. And I'm going to be offering a free preview class in the next week or so. I haven't quite put the time together. And I'll send that link out too. So if you're interested or considering coming to the class, sign up for this free preview to see what emotional eating solutions might look like for you and get on track this holiday. It doesn't have to be the way it used to be. You don't have to go into the new year feeling bad about yourself and feeling bad about food and feeling bad about what's gone on over the holidays. So I want to encourage you to do that. I am coming up on our half hour, and I just want you to know that I want to support all of you. And if you have any questions about what I've talked about, feel free in the email link that I send you to shoot me a question and I will answer it for you. I love taking questions and helping people get to a place of putting food in its proper place as nourishment and nurturing ourselves in a way that is more effective. So I am going to sign off for today. I look forward to talking to you further. Just know next month we'll have on the second Monday in October in November, we'll be meeting again. That will be the 14th of November at 12 o'clock. Same kind of scenario. We're going to talk more about the holidays and what you can do. I love supporting all of you, and if you are struggling, I really want you to consider the class. It is a super great place to learn a lot of new things, and I think that you might find it really helpful. So I am going to sign off for now. I really appreciate you all listening. I appreciate those of you that are on the call. I appreciate those of you who are new to these calls that you're joining us, and to those of you listening to the audio, I thank you. And I will talk to you all later, and make it a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.